Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Excited.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Yo, tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna.
I really,
really, really wanna talk about the Spice Girls!
Oh, seamless, very, very, very relevant.
Thank you. You would think that we were musicians.
You would.
Not. Yeah, super relevant. Spice Girls last week have just been announcing their comeback tour. They're on Insta. Newsflash, you got tickets.
I got tickets, yay. This is so exciting. My seats are really far back, but I don't care. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
You're like on the roof, clinging on, looking through a little window.
Yeah, I'm actually standing outside this hot dog stuff, but I don't care. It's exciting.
It is exciting, and I think it links very well with what we're going to be talking about this week.
It's as if we planned it.
It is almost if we planned it. We're going to be talking about 90s music goals.
Yes.
Good. Are you sure?
Yes, we are.
Do you not want to talk about that?
I'm beyond excited to talk about that.
Good. Well, I think with that in mind, then we should just let people know what's coming up on today's show.
Yeah, we should.
In this episode of Podcast Goals, we talk about some of the musical icons who we grew up listening to, bopping around our living rooms when we were in the 90s.
Some of the ridiculous but equally amazing merchandise that we forced our parents to buy us.
Oh, so much ridiculous merchandise. We also talk about my love for Hearsay.
You should stay tuned for that part. I make fun of Amy and it's very fun.
Yeah, a lot. And we talk about, of course, the amazing Spice Girls and their comeback tour and all the things we love from that generation. Keep listening. There's a lot to spice up your life.
Oh yeah, baby, girl power.
Baby Spice.
Yeah, baby. Oh no, that's Austin Powers. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Sophie. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really full.
Yeah.
Like, so full that I feel like I could explode.
We just had dinner.
Really tasty dinner.
I mean, the sound you just made it sound like maybe not so much.
I'm so full that I'm just going to tell them, we're close, we all get on, mm-hmm. And it's an intimate space. I have undone a button on my jeans.
Oh my God, don't make them think that.
Well, I have.
I'm close and it's an intimate space.
I'm so bloody full.
Podcast after hours.
No, that's what nobody wants, basically. No. Amy just made us a delicious meal of pasta and garlic bread, and we had some red wine, and we even had a little dessert from M&S, and it was tasty.
A little cheeky dessert. It's because it was your birthday.
Stop it.
Happy birthday to me. Old?
I'm pushing on...
42.
Yep. I'm not a millennial. It's all been a lie. I'm 42.
Yeah, but your birthday, I got you some quite millennial presents.
Oh yeah, you did give me pretty millennial presents, which is keeping me feeling not 42, which is good.
I feel like anytime you're stressed, you can just squeeze the avocado stress ball.
Yes, I got an avocado stress ball. Thank you for that.
That's all right.
You bought me twerk pong.
So I've not played twerk pong. For listeners who aren't sure what this is, I mean, I feel like it's quite self-explanatory, but you twerk the balls out of a box on your bum.
It's kind of like an empty tissue box.
Is it? Empty hopes and dreams.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can tell you like your birthday presents.
Yeah, I really do. And a blanket.
Yes, I mean, you love blankets. I felt like that was quite like a sure present for me to get you. It was just a blanket.
Oh, so good.
And it's so cold. I feel like, oh my God, so many times this week I've heard, oh, isn't it getting dark early? Oh, isn't it cold?
It's weird. Every year at the same time of year, it's like we're all surprised that we didn't expect it.
I'm constantly surprised.
Like when the clocks change and everyone's like, oh!
When the clocks change.
What's gonna happen now? get darker? Does it get lighter? What does this mean for
time
us?
Time slips away. Yes. No, I was out at a Halloween night when the clocks changed, but completely forgot. So on Monday, I was like, excuse me, at work, from my colleagues, why is it so dark?
Yeah.
Like, or the clocks have literally changed.
Or like, why am I more awake?
Yes, why am I awake? Nice. It's 4 a.m. Go back to sleep.
Get out of the office, Amy.
What are we talking about this week?
Oh, sorry. I just had another moment of being really full.
I'm not kidding. You look in absolute pain.
You know the feeling. I think we all know the feeling when we've had a beautifully lovely meal and we just... Oh, so full.
I mean, I feel conflicted. I feel happy that you enjoyed it. I feel saddened that you look like you're about to pass out.
That might happen.
Okay, I'll just... One woman show.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Which is a shame because this week, exciting things have been happening.
Yeah, I've got a few things. Well, I feel like I want to talk to you about a few things that are completely not related to each other, but just a couple of things.
Should this be on podcast or should this be on podcast?
I think it's all good to be on podcast.
Okay, fantastic.
Because we're all friends.
Yep, safe space.
Safe space.
I'm excited.
Okay. Just sometimes things happen and sometimes I notice things in my life and I think, I'm going to tell me about it on the podcast.
Oh, no, you say that all the time. We've stopped actually like normally talking because we keep seeing things we want to talk about on podcasts. You'd be like, won't tell you that, I'll tell you on podcast.
But that started off as being like good anecdotes and now it's just like minor little thoughts that I have.
Yeah, and I like it. Come on.
Okay, so we were both really into The Circle, weren't we?
Yes, very into it.
It's not anymore.
For Channel 4.
Yes.
We talked about that in TV Girls.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, go back and listen. Jinx.
We didn't do Halloween Girls, but my god, I'm a spook. So,
yeah, we watched The Circle.
So something I noticed that they all kept saying in The Circle, which I didn't, like, I'd never heard people say before. But since then, I've heard quite a lot of people say it.
I'm excited. What is it?
Now I don't know if it's like an Essex thing, because you're from Essex.
I am from Essex,
and I am not. People say, he's a bit of me, or she's a bit of me.
Oh, like, yeah, I like them.
Yeah, what is
that? That's a little bit of me.
What does that mean?
I might be from Essex.
Is that a new thing?
No. Like, I've heard that. I remember that on, like, adverts for chocolate.
Adverts? What are you talking about? Like, Cadbury's is a bit of me.
Yeah, I feel like it's the kind of thing that someone on, like, a Galaxy chocolate bar advert would say. Galaxy's after midnight, just a little bit of me.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but they just... Oh, he's a little bit of me. He's a bit of you, isn't he? Oh, yeah, he's a bit of me.
No, oh, I mean, when you say it like that, I feel like it's not a thing that people want to say.
No, well, it's apparently a thing, though.
Little bit of me. Is that, like, a good thing, though?
Yeah, it's like if you fancy someone, you go, oh, he's a bit of me.
So it's not like they're fit or...
Basically.
They're a snack anymore.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a snack, because that's weird.
Have you not heard that people will be like, they're a snack?
What?
Yeah, like, they're a snack means, like, it's going to make me so old, means, like, they're well fit.
You're winding me up.
No, people
you
say...
You are taking the...
I'm not. Like, you could say they're a snack. That's like a... That's like they're fit.
Oh, that's not true. It's like when Joey Essex is trying to make salty potato a thing.
Salty potato is never going to happen, Gretchen.
Yeah, salty potato. Do you know what salty potato is? Apparently, when someone's fit, it's like, oh, yeah, he's well a salty potato. I don't say it right, because I'm obviously not.
Salty, these are salty potatoes.
He's like, oh, salty potato. No, I don't know, but salty potato, bit of me, I'm just...
Holy slang, yeah. I keep hearing new words for fit.
Peng. We've
talked about peng in the past.
Sick.
Okay, what else has been happening?
So, this is something completely unrelated.
Okay.
But, I've been watching a lot of Netflix, as you all know.
We know.
All I ever do. So people in movies and TV shows never shut their curtains when they go to sleep. And it's driving me mad.
What do you mean they never shut their curtains?
Like, this is, it's so annoying. Like, if someone wakes up in the middle of the night and they're in bed, or they're going to bed and they're lying in bed talking to the loved one about something before they, you know, put the light out and go to sleep. They never shut their bloody blinds or curtains.
Is that because they're already
shut? The light's just coming in the window. And whenever they wake up, I'm like, no wonder you've woken up in the middle of the night because you haven't shut your curtains. Who does that? Hang on,
what programs is this happening on? I don't believe this.
I wouldn't have written this down if it wasn't something I kept
noticing. Yeah, no one can see this, but Sophie has written on a note. The only thing on the note is people don't shut their curtains on TV.
It really pissed me off, and I noticed it. I've been watching loads, so I can't, like, I mean, I noticed it enough to
be
like...
Is it actually a thing?
Well, you can tell me what you
think.
I'm going
to be looking up. Do you know what? The thing that winds me up in a TV show is so specific. Is things like, right, Game of Thrones is a fantastic example for this. No, I know you don't like, I like it. But Game of Thrones, all the characters who are meant to be, like, you know, peasant or on the ground in the mud and the blood, they have perfect eyebrows. Like, they look...
plucked.
Yes, yes, you like, the hands look grimy, like, their face is meant to look, like, matted. Mm. And then you look at the eyebrows and they're, like, the most perfectly trimmed eyebrows you've ever seen.
They've got a thread. It's also like in TV shows when, again, sorry to go back to the bed theme, but when they go to bed and all the women are in, like, a beautiful nightgown.
Yes.
I don't know these women, right, but... I don't know about you, Amy, but I go to bed in, like, a massive cheap T-shirt.
Yeah, I wear, like a NASA T-shirt.
I wear really baggy T-shirts, and I get cold, so I have more on than that. I often wear, you know, like, jogging bottoms and some puffy socks.
So, I mean, you go to bed as if you're about to go for a 5K run. That's nice. I mean, at least you'd be warm.
It's just weird. Keep an eye out for it. I don't know. I feel like it's probably more American shows.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's an American thing. Maybe people don't shut their curtains.
Maybe.
And they like the
American listeners, please. Let us know. Yeah. Although, no, I live in Dawson. I have the worst blinds ever. The blinds just sort of, like, hang like little sheets, and then all of the lights come in either side.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. So I'd be perfect for these kind of movies.
No, but you're trying. These people have, like,
you don't
flimsy
know that.
Blinds that float in the wind, and then, ooh, the lights come flooding in, and they're wide awake at 3 a.m. Obviously, wide awake.
How much this has wound you up.
Oh, I noticed. Honestly, you're gonna notice it now.
At least you can archive that note on your phone now you've talked about it.
Yeah.
I also like how none of this is related to our goals so far.
No, but it's good to get things off our chest, isn't it?
It is good. Come on then, what else do you want to talk
the
about?
The final one's a really minor one, but it just made me laugh. So I saw a meme the other day. Also, tangent, because that's what I do. Some people still call it meme, and it's not a meme. It's a meme, right?
Who calls it meme?
People. I heard someone the other day be like, oh, I saw this meme. And I was like...
No one calls it meme.
I kid you not. Meme.
No.
Or Mimi.
Mimi.
I don't say either of these things.
Mimi on first is a drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul, sure. Okay. Well.
That was unusually hard to say.
Yeah, are you all right? It's all that It's all that full food that we're...
It is all that. It's that pasta on the millionaire shortbreads.
Ooh, is that what that was?
Yeah, millionaire shortbread.
Oh, I was eating it and I couldn't quite pinpoint.
Feel like a millionaire.
Mm, I do.
Okay, well that was a nice introduction.
No, I'm not finished. My point. I basically saw a meme about podcasts being the new tramp stamp because everyone's got one.
That's quite funny. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, in fairness, everyone does have a podcast.
Yeah, they do.
We a bit basic.
We basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
But, would you ever get a tramp stamp?
Absolutely friggin' not. Would you?
Maybe.
Have you got one?
No, I don't.
Is that your way of being like, ooh, I'm asking for a friend?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So this week, no, I haven't. No.
I did write tramp stamp on my phone and my phone changed it to trampoline stamp.
Oh my god. I mean, that's even worse for me because I have a fear of trampolines.
What?
Yeah, this
episode is going way off, my lordy.
People who've tuned in are just like, what the hell is happening? We really should bring it back round.
Let's bring it back round. So, Amy.
Don't talk about trampolines.
I'm not going to mention them ever again. Probably massive news last week.
Yes.
Huge news last week.
I got tramp stamp.
Oh, that would have been funny. What a mind to climax. Anyway.
No, that wasn't the news.
Huge. Bigger than that.
Bigger than my trans stuff.
Way bigger than that.
What?
The Spice Girls, Amy.
The Spice Girls are doing a comeback tour.
A comeback tour.
Oh my goodness, I can't even.
I was beside myself last week. How do you feel about this? I feel like you're not a fan.
So I love Spice Girls.
Oh, do you?
It's the first album I ever bought.
Oh, great. Me too. Well, I'm cassette.
Okay. What's right?
Cassette. What did you think I said?
Wasn't quite sure. Okay. The set? I thought you were referring to the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah,
I got the set. Scary, baby. No, I had it on CD. I was a weird...
CD?
Yeah, I had it on CD.
Must have been late to the party.
Yeah, it was quite late. I had it on cassette as well before, but then I bought the one, I can't remember which one it is, with the white background.
Yes, and all these letters.
Yeah, and the letters. Yeah. And so I got that on CD. That was the first one I bought. But I also, at the same time as buying that, bought a Jimi Hendrix album. It's like completely opposite ends of the spectrum. Oh,
still figuring out what you were.
Yeah, still to this day.
Wanted to be a little bit cool.
I love the Spice Girls, and Posh Spice isn't going to be there, is she?
Yeah, but I have to say, I don't blame her. Like, let's be honest, she's the most successful. She's a fashion designer now.
Yeah.
She's admitted that she can't sing. So, whatever. If she doesn't want to be there, she doesn't want to be there.
Do you think there'll be, like, a fifth backing singer who just, like, stands in place where Posh Spice used to be and just mimes?
This is a black dress on. Yeah, maybe.
Do you think, also, this is the biggest question I have. Do you think they'll come back with new material?
I hope not.
I think they might. I think
kind of not. Like, no, don't ruin it.
Yeah.
No.
Were you a fan of the Spice Girls?
Oh, yeah, I was a big time fan. I loved them. I remember going to the cinema to see Spice World.
I have never to this day seen Spice World.
Son of a gun.
But I have seen S Club 7 seeing double.
I just don't want to entertain that. I'm going to move on. So, I went to the cinema to see Spice World because I was a normal child. And I must have been really young. Mm-hmm. I don't know when it came out, but I was little. Mm-hmm. And I was wearing a skirt and a top. And right at the end of the film, like as the credits are coming up,
mm-hmm.
they do a bit where they're talking like into the camera as if they can see everyone in the cinema.
Ah.
And they go like, "You! Yeah, you! I love your dress." And I, even though I was wearing a skirt and a top, and it wasn't in theory a dress, I was like so convinced they were speaking to me. And I was like, oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god. It was like, yeah, the best day of my life.
Hang on, what's the plot of Spice World?
Oh, it's all a bit chaotic. There's a bus, the Union Jack bus, and they live on the bus. They basically are like touring, and I remember, but it's got Richard E. Grant in it, and his manager. And they become really big, and there's a friend who's pregnant. It's a little bit weird, but it is great.
I'm so surprised I've never seen this.
We're gonna watch it because I'm pretty sure it's somewhere online.
We'll watch it. Okay, good.
I don't know. I was gonna say it's on Netflix, but I don't think it is.
We'll watch it, and I'll post my reactions on Instagram. We're like live story.
I can't believe you've never seen it.
I feel like there's quite a few. Like, growing up, there were quite a few movies I wasn't allowed to watch. Like, I've seen it now, but I wasn't allowed to watch Austin Powers. And I feel like that's the same, like, era of films when it came out.
Okay, so I've never seen Austin Powers.
I know, but you've seen nothing, but you have seen Spice World.
Yes, but Spice World is quite often on TV on, like, a Sunday.
What programmes are you watching with Spice Girls? Spice Girls.
Do you mean what channel?
Yeah. What do they say?
Programmes.
Yeah, what programmes?
Channels.
The Spice Girls program.
I'm watching.
That's on 10 PM every Sunday.
I don't know, like Comedy Central movie.
Okay.
Maybe that's a lie, but whatever. We need to watch it.
I do need to watch it.
That's madness. Yeah, no, I loved the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I had, you know what, right? So last week when they announced their comeback tour,
mm-hmm.
They then launched an Instagram.
They launched an Instagram?
Yes, have you not seen
it? No, show me the Instagram.
I obviously started following them from Podcast Goals. You need to pay more attention, Amy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So I was sat at my desk at work and I was like watching the Instagram stories from the Spice Girls, and it was like this weird moment of feeling like I was in the future from my childhood. The Spice Girls on Instagram. Oh, because I remember when I was younger getting postcards. Do you remember bands used to do this?
And the Spice Girls sent you postcards.
Well, they didn't send them to me, but they were like basically like photograph postcard things that you could keep.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I,
yeah.
And I again would feel like they were actual photographs.
Aww.
I had.
I had one of Aqua.
Oh, yeah!
You remember Aqua, Barbie
Girl? Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I only recently realised that the song Dr. Jones is about Indiana Jones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Dr. Jones, Jones, calling Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, Dr. Jones, now. Yeah, the whole music video was about the guy being Indiana Jones and she's being, like, boiled in a pot by, like, tribes people.
Oh.
Yeah, and but it's meant to be, like, an Indiana Jones movie and it's about Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? That completely blew my mind. And then I got thinking, I wonder how many 90s songs and naughty songs there are with these, like, hidden meanings. Like, the Spice Girls in particular, a lot of their songs are really sexual.
Oh, yeah.
But really, 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 really want a zig-a-zig. Ah, it's about having an orgasm.
Yeah, yeah. It's also the same with something else that I've forgotten what I was going to say.
Spice Girls.
You were talking about...
Dr. Jones. But, yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, okay, great.
So, like, when you watch Pixar movies... And then you watch them a little bit, you know, now.
And there's, like, adult jokes in them.
And you're like, this is a hoot.
Yes.
And I remember laughing this much when I was younger. Or, like, Friends, and you're like, I didn't get that a few years ago. When I say a few years ago, I mean, like, 10 years ago.
Last week.
Yeah. Oh, now I get it. I'm a little bit more awake and I've had my coffee.
You know, it's fair, though. Like, there are so many ones that you listen back now and you're just like, God, I missed so much. We're just, like, bopping away in, like, little school discos listening to these songs.
Yes. Yeah, that is true. That is very true. Who was your favourite Spice Girl? Let me guess.
Okay.
Sporty.
No. I had a figurine of my favourite Spice Girl.
That helps. Now I know. I've got it. It was Jerry.
No.
Oh, why? Wow. Was it Mel B?
Scary Spice.
She's my least favourite.
Are you serious?
I mean, obviously
she was
she's
my
listening.
Absolute favourite. No, I loved her. So I had a little figurine of her. She was wearing that leopard print, like, catsuit, and her hair was massive. And I remember thinking, her hair looks really cool.
Aww.
But I liked her. I rate you, Mel.
I don't know her. But I remember at school once, we were doing, I don't even know what we were doing. Like, I want to say a talent show, but it was in the classroom. Again, all very weird. but as a group of us, and we were dressed up as the Spice Girls. And who would you naturally think I would be?
Baby Spice.
Yeah, right? Cool. Yeah. So, me too. Well, apparently not. In this group, I somehow got given Scary Spice.
No, you didn't.
I was like, excuse me, I am so blonde.
Your hair doesn't have that much
volume. I am 100% a Baby Spice, and you're giving me the scary, frizzy-haired woman. Not frizzy hair.
You do not like her at all.
No, I don't dislike her, but, like, I look on, like, polar opposite to her.
I mean, 100%, you would be a Baby Spice.
Scary is also not in my nature.
No, Scary isn't. Who was your favourite Spice Girl?
Well...
I guess. Didn't have one.
I think it was Baby.
Yeah, okay.
She's cute.
Yeah, she was quite cute. That whole era, though, I got really... Because, like, when I think about other, like, 90s music goals, there's a couple of other bands who spring to mind, like Blue.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you like Blue?
Oh, I loved Blue.
And, like, All Saints as well?
Oh, I liked All Saints, but not as much as I like Blue.
I love that you're getting, like, kind of teary right now.
But I'm embarrassed that I liked Blue.
Oh, no, why?
Because, like, they weren't not good.
They were good.
And then, like, they've all kind of gone on to be, like, a bit... pathetic.
Anthony Costa's a lad.
Stop it. I'm so embarrassed. I told my mum and my sister that he was my favourite and he was like the worst one.
Oh, poor Anthony. The worst one of Blue. Oh my god. Yeah, no, I quite like Blue. But
they're
like,
all in like pantomimes now, or Hollyoaks, who knows? I can't keep up.
I would 1000% go and see a pantomime with all of Blue in. Like all of Blue, like two of them as like a pantomime horse.
Yeah, well you can probably find it. Just Google it.
Do you think, like, they're still doing Christmas calendars? Because Christmas coming up really soon.
No, but I had one.
Did you?
Yes, of course I had one. I had everything. I had a CD, I had the...
Spice Girls calendar, Blue calendar, Saints calendar.
Oh, every Christmas I used to get a different calendar.
Oh, so did I. I used to like going and choosing a calendar from, like, a shop. Or like putting one on my wish list for a calendar.
Yeah.
Isn't it a shame calendars don't massively exist anymore?
Well, I think they do. They're just a bit gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not blue, are they?
No. Not anymore.
They still... haven't got the drawer for you anymore.
No. They stopped making them because they split up and they're just in pantomime. So, I know. I just Google them every so often.
Just every now and again, Anthony Costa pops up on your desktop. Like your Google home screen set to Anthony and people at work like, what's happening, Sophie?
No. Listen, right, I did love NSYNC and Backstreet Boys though.
Backstreet's back. Alright. Yeah, they were great.
They were on Radio 2 the other day and I had a moment of like, oh my god.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Well, does it matter?
Both of them.
It was Backstreet Boys, but I was thinking, wow, I'm officially getting older because I'm now on Radio 2 and I'm reminiscing.
That is the sign, isn't it? That you are getting older. You're on Radio 2 listening to Backstreet Boys.
Listening to
you're not on MTV anymore.
Radio 2 Chris Evans show doing a live session. Oh, and then last week Boyzone were on.
What?
Yeah, could you not?
Have you accidentally gone back to the 90s? Have you developed a time
machine? I'm actually listening to absolute 90s, but I like to think.
Yeah, you're like Radio 2.
Not Radio 1. If I was trying to be cool, yeah. I would definitely not say Radio 2.
Radio 2. There's a lot of 90s bands though that was it like a comeback? Because there's a lot of comeback tours happening. Because Steps did a comeback tour, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Do you remember when S Club got back together but only three of them were up for it?
Oh my god, yeah, S Club 3.
Oh, like maybe if there'd been four of them that would have worked, but there were seven.
It's not even halfway, is it? It's not even like over the tipping point.
Four of them weren't up for it. Three of them. That's less than half.
Oh my god.
That's bad.
That is bad, isn't it? Yeah, no, my favourite band, one of my favourite bands though from the 90s, speaking of 90s music, I absolutely loved Hearsay.
Oh,
I love them. I saw Hearsay in concert.
Did you watch Pop Stars?
Yes, yes.
Or was that Pop Stars Arrivals?
Pop Stars Arrivals, yeah. And then Pop Idol as well obviously existed.
Don't even. Just don't even go there.
But I loved Hearsay. Yeah. I remember like watching their music video before we move on to Pop Idol. Yeah, watching their video with the canes. Ooh, just a little
That's
bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Call yourself a fan.
What did Hearsay do?
Pure and simple, yeah. I'll be there for you. Pure and simple. Woman, I was
no,
like,
I like Liberty
Canes,
X.
Canes. I was a fan of Hearsay, but I don't recall any Canes.
Canes, yeah, no, I did see them in concert. Clearly, I'm not a fan. I like Liberty X as well.
Ah, they were good.
They were the
They
rivals.
Were actually more successful. No, let me tell you. One True Voice versus Hearsay.
Oh, yes.
Right?
And then Girls Aloud versus...
No! It was Girls Aloud versus Hearsay, and then Hearsay were on Pop Stars, and they beat Liberty X. And
oh Liberty my god, X, you are a fan!
And Liberty X were like the rejects who didn't win, and then they all bodied up and became a band.
Yes, right? That was what... I think that's what happened.
I'm not sure. People can Google it if they're that bothered.
I watched it... This is so ridiculous. I remember watching a behind the scenes of how... I think it's Liberty X made a couple of their videos, and for that Kane scene... They had a moment when no, seriously, they had to do it really slowly, so that they could speed up and make it look faster. So they were actually doing that scene in slow motion.
Oh, good. That's great.
That's a great fun fact, isn't it?
It was quite fast at the time. No wonder. Interesting.
Yeah, they did it slow so they could speed up and make it look like they were just like, ha, just like really fast.
That was at number one for quite a while, I recall.
Particularly between the years of 1997.
I think that may have verged on noughties, you know.
Yeah, I think we've said 90s music, but I'm sure that very eagle-eared fans will work out that it's probably actually noughties music. Yeah.
Potato, potato, you know.
Salty potatoes.
Salty potatoes, yeah. I love as the ex for salted potatoes.
But we should talk about Pop Idol because I feel like the listeners don't know the truth about your absolute Pop Idol obsession. Come on.
Why are you being so mean?
I'm not. I'm being honest.
I wouldn't say it was an obsession. I feel like it was... I think it was just like I had a healthy relationship with watching TV on a Saturday night. I
thought you were going to say I had a healthy relationship with Will Young.
Oh, I love Will Young. Well, I loved him a lot more than I do now. My sister really liked Will Young and I was more into Gareth Gates, but then I was like an impressionable however old I was and like just copied my sister kind of
25 year old.
I was an impressionable 25 year old given that I'm 42 now. Changed my mind towards the end. I ended up getting a life-size poster of Will Young and I put it on the back of my bedroom
life-size
door. Yeah,
how big was his face?
Well, like Smash Hits were giving them away.
Oh, free. I had the equivalent of Gareth Gates.
Yeah, you could just turn it over. Yeah, and yeah, he had the white suit.
Yes, he did have the white suit with his little spiky black hair. Oh. Yeah, I loved Gareth Gates.
I did until I didn't.
Yeah, that was a good story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then I became then obsessed and like besotted, as did my sister. And I remember one Saturday morning getting up and my mum was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the shop, thought we could have bacon rolls for breakfast. Aww. And we were like, yay! So we jumped in the car, went to go to the shop with my mum, and then we actually didn't go into the shop with my mum for some reason.
This is a good story.
Yep, it's really dragging it out.
Continue.
And she came out and she was like, oh, I've got really bad news. And me and my sister was like, no bacon. And she just pulled up the paper of the Sun, and on the front page it was like, Will Young, I'm gay.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Your poor husband.
We couldn't eat the bacon. We were that upset. So shattered
dreams of marrying Will Young.
Even all those times he came out in a beige vest top, we had no idea.
That was fierce. Mm. I was living for that. Yeah. Mm.
So yeah, I loved Pop Idol. That was like the glory days of TV, wasn't it? Saturday Night Telly, Pop Idol. Oh.
I loved Saturday Night TV.
It's just not the same anymore.
No.
I stay in most Saturdays because, you know.
Watching Pop Idol reruns.
Well, on YouTube they exist. I actually had a video of all the best auditions and I can't watch that anymore because I don't have a video player. Video player? Is that what they were called?
Yeah, VHS. Yeah, it's definitely a VCR.
Do you ever go to the Blockbuster?
Of course I went to the Blockbuster.
Oh, I love going to Blockbuster Video and getting a couple of videos on a Friday night, nothing better.
I love
can't beat it.
Do you know what? I loved getting two DVDs and some sticky toffee popcorn.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I
miss
that.
I used to go to Blockbuster and buy.
Isn't it weird that it doesn't exist anymore?
Yeah, I know. But then it became, you know, Netflix basically.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Which is quite great.
It's quite big, yeah.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. So another thing that I remember from the 90s and music, which is kind of weird, is so Shania Twain.
Oh, I love Shania. Shania Twain.
Isn't it weird that we all kind of know Shania Twain and kind of love her, but I don't feel like we were the target age group for her.
No, I mean, we probably were.
So when I was at school...
Man, like, I feel like a woman. Man, I feel like a 10-year-old girl.
Man, I'm a tiny child. What is going on?
Man, I'm a tiny child.
When I was at school, my primary school PE teacher used to have us all dancing to Shania Twain in PE. Like line dancing.
Really?
Honestly.
That's interesting. So I had to dance when I was that age. To Club Tropicana, drinks are free. And we had to pretend we were at Club Tropicana.
That's very weird. Like, you're trying to... Right? Isn't Club Tropicana a club?
Yes.
Like, we not like a day club, like a bloody club.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we had to pretend we were serving cocktails.
Where was this?
At my school.
That is so weird.
Yeah,
it's so bizarre. Don't you just look back on things and think, what's going on? Me doing the line dancing to Shania
Twain. I actually kind of want to do that now.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize at the time, but it's really shaped who I am today. I feel like a woman.
Line dancing. There's really funny things when you look back in like 90s music videos. Again, particularly thinking about like Britney Spears. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Do you remember that music video when it came out?
Vividly remember watching Britney on Top of the Pops.
Yes.
I vividly remember thinking she was so cool. I loved her so frigging much.
I love Top of the Pops. We've not talked about that.
Top of the Pops was such a good Friday night. Do you know, just like as much as we're like spoiled with all this amazing technology and internet and everything at our fingertips, it was great coming in and knowing that like when you're watching something on TV, everyone was seeing it for the first time.
Yeah, that's true. I did like that. Yeah.
The chart, like knowing who was number one was really exciting. And buying CDs from Woolworths.
Oh, I love Woolworths.
Yeah, and you could get sweets.
Yeah, I mean, get your Shania and your cherries at the same time.
What a treat.
Amazing.
Yeah. What was the first CD you bought? You said Spice Girls.
Spice Girls and Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yes. Sorry, let's talk about that again. First tape that I bought was Anastasia, I'm Out of Love.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was. I remember going to Woolworths to buy it.
Yeah.
I also got as a present from someone, Bewitched, Roller Coaster.
Oh, I love Bewitched. God, the 90s were great, weren't they?
It was just a simpler time.
It was very simple.
Very simple time.
Yeah, it is hilarious when you look back on it, though. I'm excited for the Spice Girls. I think we should go.
You know, Shania just did a tour of the UK.
Shania, why are you changing the subject away from the Spice Girls?
Sorry. I think we should bring it back, don't we?
I think we should go. I think we've talked about Spice Girls. We've talked about the Canes of Liberty X, who I thought were hearsay.
God.
Absolutely not.
You banged on about how much of a big fan you were of hearsay, and then you started talking about Liberty X.
We know about your obsession with Will Young. We've reminisced.
Well, it's been really nice.
It's been nice, hasn't it? It's been fun talking about the 90s with you.
Yes, I've loved it. Thank you.
Maybe we'll come back and do other 90s things.
Yeah.
Fangs. Salty potatoes.
Salty potatoes. Yeah, the 90s is a bit of me.
It is a little bit of you, isn't it?
Is that an accurate use of the sentence?
No. We should end there, probably.
Let's do that.
If you enjoyed that and you want to hear more, then help us out and comment, rate, subscribe on iTunes and just let us know what you thought.
And please, if you did like it, please help us out
by commenting, rating or subscribing.
You can also listen via the Acast website or on the app, and you can find us at Podcast Goals on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
All of the socials.
All of them. No, not all of them.
Most of them.
Three of them.
But if you're on barely any of these social channels,
that's our way.
So drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you guys. And we're looking forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Baby, come back.
I'm going to keep that in.
Should I do that again? I'll do that again.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.